Good evening, 7246 on Killingsworth and 17, headed to Powell Garage.
All right, 7246, it's been determined that you cannot drive because you left your seat, even though I know they told you you could. So I'm going to have you tie up the bus right there. Is there a safe spot to do so?
Yeah, I can pull off to the side here on Killingsworth, just past, I guess, would be 18th or 19th.
Okay, I'm going to have you do that, and then I have a couple questions for you while I have you on the line as well. Clearly, the phone got ripped out of your hand, and I wasn't able to really find out what was going on. So what exactly happened after... So I heard from the supervisor that this guy was harassing passengers. You asked him to stop, and then he came up and confronted you, and I'm assuming that's when he ripped the phone out of your hand. Kind of what happened from there?
Okay, he wasn't harassing passengers. He took a swing with his elbow at one of the passengers in front of him, paying her fare, walked past her, and I told him to stop, told him he had to leave the bus. I told him that firmly a number of times. He began cussing and challenging me to come and fight him of sorts and told me he was going to kick my ass and, you know, used all kinds of colorful language. I pressed customer contact on the messages, and in about whatever amount of seconds it was when you called back, he grabbed the cable of the phone to try to pull it out of my hands. I heard you, I guess it was you, say, "I'm calling the police." I was able to tell you I'm being assaulted by a passenger. I don't even remember what I said exactly, but I think I used the word assault. He hit me, knocked my glasses off my head. I didn't even realize that until later. So at that point in time, I let him grab the phone out of my hand. He stepped back into the aisleway, and that's when I got out of my seat. And I don't remember, to be honest with you, what I did or said other than just stand in the aisleway, but he took another swing at me. And that's when I wrestled him down to the floor, and I held his arms down to the floor, and I put my knee on his kind of his chest abdomen area and just held him there until the police got there.
Okay. All right. So I got that. How are you doing? That was a lot. Are you all right?
Of a sort. I mean, I told the officer I can feel a little pain in my shoulder. I don't feel anything as yet, but I'm sure that's about adrenaline and just that's got to calm down, and I'll see how I feel in a little while. I had no plans to try to finish the route tonight, and I was only driving the bus back to the garage, but I'm glad to wait here until somebody comes and gets me.
Okay. All right. And are you sure you don't need medical?
I don't think I do, but if I feel different later, I'm going to make sure and include that in my report, which I'm going to take home and fill out tonight because I need my secondary pair of glasses to be able to do that.
Okay. All right, hang tight there. They kind of threw off my plan when they told me you could drive, so now it's going to be a little bit for me to work up another one.